to the Dorabeck Insider on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, 23 before the hour. One of the most contentious issues out there, well, there's so many of them, but one of them, of course, immigration. And of course, there in the midst of this discussion, and some might say caught in the middle of this discussion, ICE. Homeland Security's Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Government Executives cover story this month is a profile of the person at the helm of ICE, John Morton. He is the Assistant Secretary for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And joining us with insights, Tom Shoup. He's, of course, the editor-in-chief of the aforementioned government executive. Tom, thanks for joining us.
No problem, Chris. Good to be here again.
Great to have you here. In many ways, and I was saying this earlier, it's like rock, hard place, and there right in the middle is ICE.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would think it'd be hard to find a less desirable place in the bureaucracy right now outside of maybe Minerals Management Service.
Right, yeah. They may be. Yeah, exactly.
They're in a class by themselves right now.
Yeah, they're in a hole. That's a different. They're playing major league ball. But yes. but there is a lot of, I mean, because there's a lot of people focused on, okay, how do we stop the borders? And they're getting more people. And how do you use those people in an effective way to really get this job done?
Right. And how do you. The particular thing that we explored in this piece that Catherine McIntyre Peters explored was how John Morton, the head of ICE, is sort of at the real heart of the immigration debate, because the Obama administration, of course, wants what they call comprehensive immigration reform,
right,
which goes beyond just border enforcement to trying to find a way to, as they put it, have people get right with the law and have a path to citizenship. In order to do that, sort of job one is to make sure that you're actually enforcing the immigration laws that currently exist. And that's kind of where ICE comes in. And, you know, for those who were as ignorant as I was before this about how these things work, ICE is the agency that does immigration enforcement, essentially for people who've already made it into the country illegally. Customs and Border Protection really does the job on the borders itself. They work closely together, of course, because those responsibilities kind of overlap, but that's sort of the way their jobs are distinct. And if you start to do the math, you know, there's about 10.8 million people, Homeland Security estimates, that are in the country illegally. And last year, ICE removed about 400,000 people from the country. Hmm. That leaves a lot of people who are still here illegally and causes a lot of people in the immigration debate to say, hey, we're not even doing our job enforcing the existing laws. Why are we talking about?
And it is delightful when you come across stories that even we've been covering this stuff a while and we still learn something from these stories, which is so exciting. But talk a little bit about John Morton, because Catherine really does a nice job of painting a picture of this person. And he has such an interesting background, which I didn't know about. He's been thrust into the middle of this, and even his own background is in a way talks about this, the ICE
right.
issue.
Yeah, his mother is an immigrant who I think 43 years in this country and still has not become a citizen. She is in the country legally, but yeah,
I would hope so, or else it'd be tough to have your son coming after you.
That would be a real issue. And of course, you know, so he has that background, he has that sort of personal familiarity, and he's been in the bureaucracy in this area for a long time. He was a trial attorney at the old Immigration and Naturalization Service and became a career federal prosecutor dealing with immigration issues and sort of worked his way up to his appointment at ICE.
And you mentioned that, of course, the Obama administration pushing hard for this comprehensive immigration reform approach. And Mr. Morton has really been almost thrust in the middle of that. Describe a little bit about how his role in all this.
Yeah, he really is sort of in the middle of that, because his job is to try to create, I guess the best way I could put it is to try to create circumstances that cause people to say, okay, now we can take the next step in immigration reform. And so until we have, the Obama administration believes, and I think they're probably right about this, until we have credible enforcement of existing immigration laws, it will be hard to build support for a more expansive immigration reform, and certainly a reform that envisions giving people sort of cleaner path to citizenship. So until you're dealing with those millions and millions of people who are already in the country illegally, and that is a huge, huge problem. ICE spends, I think, about half of its budget on this, and that amounts to about $2.6 billion a year. In order for them to address the problem in its entirety, I mean, you can just do the math. They would have to have a tremendous amount of money in their budget, and they're simply not going to get that. So they have to find a way to be smarter about how they enforce the laws, and that's where the unique challenge that he has right now.
And the story makes the point that the number that they point out over and over again is 10.8 million. That's
right.
The number of people that Homeland Security believes. We don't have an exact number, of course, because these people are in the country illegally, but that's how the number of people that they're trying to track down.
Yeah, that's their best estimate, and it is, you know, that is a staggering number of people, and so they really try to focus their efforts on the worst of those people. So, you know, ICE, and John Morton, they take the approach of saying, well, we really want to get, you know, we want to focus our attention on people who are either have committed crimes or are threats to national security.
Right.
And that's where they're trying to focus most of their resources right now.
The other part that I picked up on that was, it's at the end of the story, but it's delightful. Every new wave of immigration creates tension. Even before the American Revolution, Ben Franklin worried about how the influx of Germans might threaten the English language.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's some of these things keep almost have a half-life, don't they?
Yeah, sure. I mean, a huge problem with reaction to immigration at the turn of the century, when there was so much European immigration. It's a perennial issue.
I can't let you get away without at least commenting on a post that you did earlier today. It's the headline on it is called "A Transparent, Accountable Mascot." Tell me about what this means.
Apparently, the folks at recovery.gov are looking for a mascot for their operations.
Of course they are.
Of course, is their task is to provide data and information about the implementation of the Recovery Act and where all the billions and billions and billions of dollars in Recovery Act money is going. So they, like many, many agencies, really feel the need to have a mascot. I'm not quite sure why there is such an attachment to mascots in the federal government, but there is, and it goes back many years, and they want one. Now, the interesting thing to me is this is a place called that's run by the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board.
It's the worst acronym in yeah. I mean, if you, this is a new organization, so somebody had to think of this. It's the rat board, for goodness sakes.
Right. And they are really inviting some interesting mascot choices here.
It's a transparent rat.
Yes, exactly.
There's 1,000 directions we can go with that.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll have a link to that post and also to the story about the immigration ICE, about ICE. We'll have a link to both of them on federalnewsradio.com. Tom Shoup, of course, the editor-in-chief of Government Executive. Thank you, Tom.
Sure.